Section 4. Supplementary Remarks. The original source of the money for Department 2 is V plus S of the gold industry of Department 1, exchanged for a part of Department 2C. The V plus S of the producer of gold does not enter into Department 2, only to the extent that he accumulates surplus value or converts it into means of production 1, that is, to the extent that he expands his production. On the other hand, since the accumulation of money on the part of the gold producer himself leads ultimately to reproduction on an extended scale, a portion of the surplus value of gold production, not spent as revenue, passes as additional variable capital of the gold producer into Department 2. Promotes here the formation of new hoards or supplies new means with which to buy from Department 1 without selling to it direct. From the money derived from this Department 1 V plus S of the production of gold, that portion of the gold must be deducted which certain branches of production too need as raw material, etc. In short, as an element for the replacement of their constant capital. An element for the preliminary formation of hoards, for the purpose of future extended reproduction, exists in the exchange between Departments 1 and 2. For Department 1, only if part of Department 1S is sold one-sidedly, without a balancing purchase, to Department 2, and serves there as additional constant capital 2. For Department 2, when the same is the case on the part of Department 1, for additional variable capital. Furthermore, if a part of the surplus value spent by Department 1 as revenue is not covered by Department 2C, hence a part of Department 2S is bought with it, and thus converted into money. If Department 1 V plus S over X is greater than Department 2C, then Department 2C need not, for its simple reproduction, replace in commodities from Department 1 what Department 1 consumed out of Department 2S. The question arises to what extent hoarding can take place within the sphere of exchange of capitalists too among themselves. An exchange which can consist only of a mutual exchange of Department 2S. We know that direct accumulation takes place within Department 2 by the direct conversion of a portion of Department 2S into variable capital, just as in Department 1, a portion of Department 1S is directly converted into constant capital. In the various age categories of accumulation within the various lines of business of Department 2, and for the individual capitalists in each line of business, the matter is explained mutatis mutandis in the same way as in Department 1. Some are still in the stage of hoarding and sell without buying. The others are on the point of actual expansion of reproduction and buy without selling. The additional variable money capital is, true enough, first invested in additional labour power, but this buys means of subsistence from the hoarding owners of the additional articles of consumption entering into the consumption of the labourers. From these owners, pro rata to their hoard formation, the money does not return to its point of departure. They hoard it. Capital by Karl Marx, Volume 2, edited by Friedrich Engels, was read by Derek LePage for Ukemi Audiobooks. For a full list of Ukemi titles, please go to ukemiaudiobooks.com.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.